I am way on the civil liberties side of this thing. I anguish a lot over the decisions we make in terms of how to keep this country safe, and I am not interested in overthrowing the values that have made us an exceptional and great nation simply for expediency. Because we make compromises all the time. I haven't flown commercial in a while. But my understanding is it's not great fun going through security.
No,
but we make the concession because it's a big intrusion on our privacy, but we recognize it as important. We have stops for drunk drivers. It's an intrusion, but we think it's the right thing to do. And this notion that somehow our data, is different and can be walled off from those other trade-offs we make, I believe is incorrect. We do have to make sure, given the power of the internet and how much our lives are digitalized, that it is narrow and it is constrained and that there's oversight. And I'm confident this is something that we can solve, but we're going to need the tech community, software designers, people who care deeply about this stuff to help us solve it. Because what will happen is if everybody goes to their respective corners and the tech community says, either we have strong, perfect encryption, or else it's Big Brother and an Orwellian world, what you'll find is that after something really bad happens, the politics of this will swing and it will become sloppy and rushed, and it will go through Congress in ways that have not been thought through. And then you really will have a danger to our civil liberties, because we will have not done the people who understand this best and who care most about privacy and civil liberties have sort of disengaged or have taken a position that is not sustainable for the general public as a whole over time.